It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, it is 7:42 at Ocean 100. Welcome to the morning show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. And on Fridays, we have company. And it's always a great time. And we are so stoked today to have our guest with us as an interesting islander. She is the president and CEO of Junior Achievement PEI and has twins under 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
4 years
Good
of
morning.
Age.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to add that in there just so people know.
I have the same sleep schedule as everyone here.
So Cheryl McCauley is with us today. And Cheryl, we have a lot to unpack here. Now, a lot of people may know you because you and your sister are pretty much synonymous with one another, it seems.
Yeah, well, I'm the little sister, but also the calmer one, which no one believes when they meet me first.
Okay.
But we spend a weird amount of time talking on the phone about not a whole lot, but we'll discuss this morning after today for sure.
Heather McCauley, also an interesting islander, once upon a time, is your sister. And wow, you guys are just fantastic.
We have a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure. And we'll talk about the fact that you both have twins.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But let's take you back to the beginning. Give us a little bit of background. Where'd you grow up on the island? All that fun stuff.
Absolutely. First, thank you so much for having me this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
This is so fun. And you guys work hard. Like, there's a really neat setup in here. So I grew up in Surrey, born and raised on a potato farm, of all things, really live in the PEI lifestyle.
That's it.
And now I live just outside Georgetown in the Georgetown area, Burnt Point. Like you said, I have twins, Mila and Arthur. So country living from start to finish and wouldn't have it any other way.
And the hubby's kind of an important person too, right?
Yeah, he's on the radio sometimes too. Yeah. He spends some time on air as well.
We should let people know who it is.
So Stephen. Stephen is my, I keep him in line, but Stephen Myers is my partner,
All right, and twins.
And we have twins.
They keep you busy.
Yeah. So they are a lot of fun. They're 3.5. No one warns you about 3.5, though. Like, they warn you about when they're born that it's going to be tough, and two. And then they're so cute and so sweet, but they're really wild. And
yeah, they are.
And genetically speaking, that's the way it was going to
work. But like, let's do the math on that. So that means that you would have had twins in 2020, maybe?
Oh, yeah, during the pandemic. So it was like March 2020. You know, everything was shutting down. It was March 13th as the world's like, oh, what are we going to do with our lives? And we just all at that time thought we were going to home for 2 or 3 weeks. That was the day I found out that I was like, oh, I'm expecting. And then a couple weeks later, as we're on Zoom calls and whatnot, then it was like, oh, no, there's twins. And just because it wasn't enough like Heather as it was, she had twins just prior to that on March 4th. So I thought I'd continue to follow in her footsteps.
So Cheryl, I just have to ask because the pandemic, I mean, in ways it seems so long ago and in other ways not so distant.
Yeah.
When the twins were newborns, were we at a point where you were able to visit? Were people interacting? Were you moving about?
So I was okay. You know what? I was okay in the sense that at that time we were allowed to have a few people in the home.
Yep.
And I look back in Heather's case, when she had the twins, like, she was all on her own and everything was locked down. So she's the true hero of the story. But it wasn't bad. And in some ways, you know, I wasn't going to go anywhere for the first six months anyway.
Right.
So in somewhat ideal, but not ideal that it was a worldwide pandemic, obviously.
No.
but those first 6 months, if you ask me to tell you details, I won't be able to because it was a bit of a blur.
I think for everybody, though. I really do.
I think for everyone. And sometimes now my kids are 17, almost 16 and 13, and it still seems like a blur. Like, that feeling continues. There's moments that are, you know, the kind of stuff. But all of it seems like, what happened when?
So, again, I come back to the twins thing because that's a lot of young children. It must be something else when you guys all get together for a McCauley family dinner.
Well, look, it's a lot of McCauley in a room, I'll tell you, but we have a lot of fun. And they're just getting to the age where they interact with one another and they're enjoying, for the most part, enjoying one another's company. They still fight like siblings and cousins sometimes. And it's really cute. And then they have their big cousin, Charlotte, who's 7 and does a great job of, you know, kind of
mother hen.
Mother hen, yeah, gotcha. Keeps everyone in line, but also is just a great support as well. So no, we have a lot of fun. Going to the trampoline park with everyone's quite a ride, but no. Yeah. I don't know if I'd recommend doing that on your own, but otherwise, no.
Trips, places, yeah, yeah, for sure. All right, we'll have more with Cheryl McCauley coming up next as our interesting Islander on Ocean 100.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Action figures sold separately.
Hey, this is Jeff Spindell inviting you to join me for some joy and laughter and some
EI on Instagram and Facebook. The Spring Atlantic Maker Market this Saturday from 10 to 5. Sponsored by Vanco Farms Tulips.
Rain ending this morning, then cloudy with a chance of showers or drizzle. Wind gusting to 60 by noon and a high of 13. Some rain overnight tonight, 5 to 10 millimeters expected. Wind gusting to 70 and a low of 8. And tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud in the morning. Chance of showers late in the afternoon, some light wind, a high of 16. We'll take that. Right now, it is 6 degrees in Summerside. It's 5 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
Darcy's trivia question for Robin's Donuts still on the go. 58% of people are looking forward to doing this task. Ask for spring and summer. What is it? 902-368-1720. We'll have more with Cheryl McCauley, our interesting Islander, coming up next on Ocean. As the cars and you might think, Ocean 100, good morning. 754 school buses are out right now. We are hanging out with Cheryl McCauley, who is the president and CEO of Junior Achievement Prince Edward Island, among other things. Among other things.
A few other things, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I like this. Let's chat about JA for a second. I mean, what led you to JA? You've had a few different positions in some notable places over the last little bit.
Yeah. So ask me whenever I was growing up, and I always thought I was going to be a teacher. Mm. So much so that I had my deposit paid at for the education program. And then I had a different career opportunity that I deferred and then eventually kept along that path of that career. Eventually found my way back to the education. So I got my master's of education, yep, without being a teacher by trade. And a lot of people ask me how I did that, and I found a way.
Yeah,
That's what you do. After I did that, my master's, I came back to PEI. I worked at the Charlottetown Chamber of Commerce for, mm-hmm, a number of years, which is such a wonderful organization that supports business. Mm-hmm. Then moved to Startup Zone, another great organization that supports local businesses and entrepreneurs in our community. And then the position came up at JA, and it was one that really took all my passion, and together everything that I love all sort of merged. Mm-hmm. Folks might say that that's an interesting kind of twist and turn, but it all made sense whenever JA came about. And I will say there was wonderful leadership in that organization before I got there, and really happy to be there now.
Cool.
I just want to ask, because obviously in your different career paths, you've worked with all kinds of entrepreneurs, and oftentimes they're referred, like, you know, that person is an entrepreneurial spirit, for example. Yeah. You see that in kids right from the get-go,
awesome,
don't you?
Yeah, it is so awesome. And I will say there are so many smart, really talented problem-solving students out there. And one of the things whenever I was in the other fields of the Chamber or Startup Zone, there was always discussion about, you know, we need to really instill that entrepreneurial spirit in students. Like, we really need to think about, like, getting them excited about really carving their own path and their, mm-hmm, own future. And the best part about JA is that it puts those words into action. So every single day, we get to see students get excited about their future, and having those fundamental skills like financial literacy, like work readiness, like entrepreneurship, that they can use their whole life. So even if they go through our programs of learning about what it's like to run a business and they decide, like, hey, business is not for me, that's totally okay. Mm-hmm. One, you've learned that now. And two, you've learned some really wonderful foundation life skills about how to manage money, how to work in teams. Like, there's some really great success stories of mistakes that students have made and, you know, failures that they've had along the way. But they're learning from them, and you'll talk to our alumni and they'll say, like, the JA program was foundational in getting their career started in business, or just, you know, having those really great life skills. So it is such a awesome place to be. If folks want to get involved, there's always an opportunity to do so.
Incredible. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into the birthday list and we'll talk more about JA coming up after 8 o'clock. Super pumped for that. It is very important. Okay. So celebration calendar list. We're going to award a couple of bridge passes and this is a monster list today. Happy birthday to Angus Hall. Happy 8 today for Mom, Jim, May, Dad, Margot, and Douglas. Dave Corrigan is 80 today. Happy birthday, Dave, from your 11 sisters and brothers. On Sunday, Patrick Bernard is celebrating from your parents. Belated birthday for Carrie Ellen Nance from your family. Happy birthday to Penny White, the bestest mom ever, from your awesome kids, Kaylin and Morgan, Cal and Will, and super dogs, Gustav and Kaiser von Weitenstein, super cats, Rue, Tom, Taz, and Sir. Penny, have a good day. Tomorrow, there's a wedding anniversary for Trent and Lorianne Good in Suffolk, 28 years tomorrow. Wesley McCauley is 3 today for Mom, Dad, Simon, and your friends and family. Jessica Shepherd in North Winslow celebrating today. Tina Martin, happy birthday. Andy Gallant, birthday on Sunday. Happy birthday to you from the family. Donna McGinnis McDonald, birthday on April 14th. 25 plus 25, we're told. I can do the math on that. Micah McGuigan, a happy birthday from Mom and Dad, Kimmy, Devin, Searsha, and Finnegan in Cornwall. And Luke Pollard, happy birthday from Mom, Dad, Sydney, and Layla, turning 12.
Nick Klo turning 40 plus 1 tomorrow.
That's 41. Yeah.
That's from the kids, Sadie and Porter. Kerry Bertram in Darnley. Camden McCauley from Black Pond turns 15 today. Comes with lots of love from a Nanny Boo and Poppy. And Luke McDonald in Fortune, 5th birthday. Love Nanny, Boppy, Mom, Dad, Sister McKenna, and Brother Parker.
Ellen Walsh in Watervale. Happy birthday to you. Much love from Hannah, Huey, Dan, and Leo. Happy 37th birthday to daughter Sammy Jo Gallant. Erwin Yonker in Oyster Bed Bridge. Retirement, 51 years with public school branch as a bus driver, number 76. Congratulations to you. Colleen Kelly in Stratford turning 59. Happy birthday from your husband, Jamie. Elizabeth McDonald in South Lake turning 14. Playing ringette with a U14 edge at the Eastern Ringette Championship in Charlottetown this weekend.
Good luck
to you, Elizabeth. Tomorrow, Wayne McLean in Rocky Point celebrating a birthday from Jeannie and Michael. A wedding anniversary tomorrow. Tim and Liz Hennessy in Stratford celebrating 50 years. Nick Clough in Long River. Happy birthday from your in-laws. Sarah Corcoran turning 26 from your co-workers at CBI. Donna Saunders from her 3 girls and their families. Gracie Avery, happy birthday, turning 4 in Johnson River. And of course, Jeff McPherson in Stratford. Happy birthday to you. We know him as Jigger. Hope you have a great day, Jeff.
All right, let's give away some bridge passes. Congratulations. We have your address. We will send these out in the mail. Tanya Enman and Deanna Compton. Yeah, bridge passes. Bridge passes. And we should also take a second and say, I know that when your sister was here, we said hi to the entire community of Chepstow.
Oh, hello, Chepstow.
There you go. Hello, Chepstow.
And surrounding areas and Georgetown, Kings County. Hello, Kings and all PEI.
Okay, perfect. That was
just
wonderful.
Everybody. All the people.
You covered all your bases, Cheryl. Thank you.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com anytime to submit
40 and a high of 16. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
Hi, thanks, Scott. It's 8:07 at Ocean 100. Let's tidy up Darcy's trivia now for Robin's Donuts. And since it's Friday, Cheryl, do you know what we do? We give away a $100 Robin's Donuts gift card.
That's a great day for somebody.
That is a great day for somebody. All right, and we're going to make someone's day here in a minute. But first, let's tidy up today's question. 58% of people are looking forward to doing this task for spring and summer. What is it? 58%. Any guesses, Cheryl? Do you got anything off the top of your head?
Can you repeat that question?
Yes, for sure. 58% of people are looking forward to doing this task for spring and summer.
Spring and summer.
Yeah, it's something you could do in spring and summer. Maybe even into the fall, too.
Make maple syrup. No, we're making maple syrup. That's why I said that.
Like, yeah. I know you're making maple syrup.
We're making maple syrup. I'd say go outside.
No, that's not right.
Garden? Seems pretty obvious.
Wasn't gardening. No, wasn't gardening. It's mowing the lawn. Mowing the lawn.
Yeah. Oh, that's... Oh.
If you have a ride on, that's fine.
I was going to say, they don't have a push.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean,
even good if it's, for them. Yes, that's great. That's a good activity for them.
I enjoy
like
it. Yeah. I don't do it, but I enjoy it.
I think that it's like that first cut and like everything, just your yard looks so great and it's very exciting. Mm. But you reach a point where you're like, I have to do this like sometimes every few days. And it does, the appeal wears off. I find, if I'm being honest.
Wonderful. Congratulations to...
It's true.
Congratulations
it's true.
To Doug Adams, who is our winner today of a $100 Robbins gift card. Doug plays every day. Big thanks, man, for doing that. And congratulations. We'll have more with our interesting Islander, Cheryl McCauley, the president and CEO of Junior Achievement, next.
Excuse me, just want to pop in here and say this is the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, where customer service is number one.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
And welcome aboard. We are chatting today with Cheryl McCauley, who is the president and CEO of Junior Achievement. Well, first and foremost, thanks for coming in here today to hang out with us.
Well, I'm so happy to be here. You guys are a lot of fun.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Wow, a great that's time.
Nice. Right? I like it when we have guests that are nice to us. This is great. You mentioned, and this is completely off topic, but you mentioned that you tap trees and you do the maple syrup thing. What kind of process is that?
I can't take credit for it. It's really Steven and the kids, and I'm an excellent supervisor. It's a process. So, well, I guess you get the buckets and you have to tap the tree and you put the bucket on the tree, which I guess is pretty self-explanatory, but to boil it down.
Yeah. There's a lot
really
of work.
Something. Oh yeah. It takes up the whole weekend. It's like that's what we've been doing, but maple syrup season, this is the first year and maybe the last, we're not sure yet, but, it's like 3 to 4 hours to just get a little teeny tiny bottle.
Oh,
it's fun though.
I would think that having twins would be your hobby.
That's really the extent of it. Maple syrup and two toddlers that are the same age, and then I'm tapping out. No pun intended.
All right. Well, Junior Achievement, of course, is your passion right now.
Yeah.
And you can just tell when we're chatting with you off air how important an organization it is to you personally. Let's talk a little more about JA. Say someone has never heard about it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. What is your first pitch?
So JA is a charity that provides free educational programming to over 5,000 students from tip to tip of PEI. Right from Tignish to Surrey. We offer programs in the area of entrepreneurship, financial literacy, and work readiness. We have two different types of programs. So we have the in-class component where it's 3 to 4 hour modules and we talk about any of our three different pillars from grades 3 to 10. And then we have our after-school and in-school company programs. That's where students start their own business from start to finish and really get those fundamentals of what it is to be an entrepreneur and have those life skills. We are also really focused on giving students extended activities right now and ways that we can take the learnings that they have in the classroom and connect with the business community and the community in general. So actually just next week, we're going to have a group that are going to be here in downtown Charlottetown from the rural, visiting different places around here. And Ocean 100 is one of our stops. So they get to see what you do,
Fun. Which
I can attest is really neat. So I'm excited for them. It's just a really special organization. The company program piece is for high school students, and they have a lot of fun at it.
And there's, you know, you've turned out, JA overall, has turned out a lot of great entrepreneurs over the years.
Yeah. We have. So incredible entrepreneurs. One was my boss. Hi, Penny, at one point. Penny Walsh McGuire was a JA alum. Christina McLeod, Amber Jadis. Colton Handerhan was Stay Golden, started his business as a JA company. Chris Francis, receiver. Like, there's just a ton of different folks who have. And it's really neat to see. We are going to be 40 years old next year. So we have a really great list of entrepreneurs out there who have done the program and who are, you know, we'll see them in the next couple of years who's there now for the next 40 of who's going to be part of our business community, which is neat.
Very cool.
Cheryl, do some of the alumni, like, do do those folks stay connected with the program, or do they come and chat with students? Is there kind of that?
Yeah, we do see alumni come back and be mentors. So two of our mentors right now actually are JAA alumni, which is really neat to see that cycle continue. So thank you to all of our mentors who dedicate so much time for that. And Anna Mallard and Christina McLeod are mentors right now who are alumni as well. Next week is National Volunteer Week. So I will give a shout out to all JAA volunteers because we could not do what we do without them. But yeah, it's really neat to see that cycle. And we hope that as time continues, we'll be able to have more people stay involved.
And you've said Christina's name a few times, so we should say hi to Volume 18.
Hi, Volume 18. Yes, Heather's company. Hello. Yeah.
If people want more info, you know, like it's so great to see pathways to the business world in school. So how can people get more info? Where can they find, you know, how to get involved?
Reach out anytime. All our details are online. For our in-school programs, it's teachers register their class for it. So if you're interested in having your student or your son or daughter or child be part of that, you can chat with their teacher and they can register. If a parent is really excited about having some conversations about financial literacy, work readiness and entrepreneurship with their own children, all of our materials are available open source on the JAA Digital Campus. So at any time you can sit down and say, hey, let's talk about budgeting. And you know what? Students who do our budgeting exercises, like this is a story. There was a student, Montague, he's working through the budget and he's kind of, you know, all the steps and held up with the paper at the end. He's like, this is fun math, right?
Oh, great.
This is fun. So they really enjoy it. And it really, it creates that dialogue and opens those conversations to have those, you know, talks about what is it to mean to budget and save and what is interest and what is investment. So they're really getting that information at a young age and they can continue to build on that and make good financial decisions down the road.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right. We will chat about a very important day that is coming up very soon as we wrap things up with Cheryl McCauley, the president and CEO of Junior Achievement, coming up next on Ocean.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Yay! Batteries not included.
Finished a tough chore, wrapped up some paperwork, got to work on time.
Extinguishers, open Monday to Friday from 8 to 4.
Welcome to the Greater Summerside Chamber of Commerce from Ocean 100.
Ocean 100 weather. All right, Cheryl's going to help us out with the weather here. This is a big deal. No pressure. No pressure.
Okay.
Okay.
Start now. Okay.
Go ahead.
So, rain ending early this morning, then cloudy with a chance of showers or drizzle. Wind gusting to 60 by noon, a high of 13. We will take that. Rain overnight, 5 to 10 millimeters expected. Wind gusting to 70 with a low of 8. Tomorrow becoming a mix of sun and cloud in the morning with a chance of showers late in the afternoon. Light wind, high of 16. Right now it is 6 in Summerside, 5 in Charlottetown, and 3 degrees in both Chepstow and Georgetown.
Oh, got to get Chepstow and Georgetown in there. Yeah. Incredible. All right. We have more to chat about with Cheryl McCauley, president and CEO of Junior Achievement. Some notable dates that are important to Junior Achievement.
Absolutely.
And should be important to you, too, coming up next. Sunglasses at night. Corey Hart, Ocean 100. Hello. Happy Friday. It's 8:27. We have had a fantastic time with the president, CEO of Junior Achievement, Cheryl McCauley. Good to get the temperature for Chepstow and Georgetown in
critical.
There, too.
Yeah.
A little cooler in the eastern end of the island today, I'm noticing, to start the day, but should warm up quite nicely to around 13 degrees. Okay, Cheryl, let's talk about some important dates that are coming up in the world of Junior Achievement. JAA Day at McDonald's is very soon.
So soon. So next Friday, April 19th, is JAA Day at McDonald's. It is the 15th year for it. So
always
it's a celebratory
awesome.
Year. A portion of all sales of McDonald's across locations across all PEI will go directly towards supporting our programs for youth. So big thank you to the team at McDonald's for making this day possible, and as well as Ocean and who will be there on site. So very excited to have you.
We're going to be there.
So if you're looking for a chance to take a little break or a team builder, like what better way than to go to McDonald's and have a treat? It's also a PD day. So if you need an activity to do with your children, take them to McDonald's, grab a, you know,
grab whatever you
want.
You're not
whatever it is. Like we're not fussy. It's any sales of anything. So, it's going to be a great day. It's a wonderful day every year. So come and join us on GA Day.
Thanks for the reminder. There's no school next Friday too, by the way.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
A really special event in May, and that is the annual GA PEI Business Hall of Fame Gala. Mm-hmm. And that is also a milestone one.
It is. It's a big year. So that's the 25th anniversary of our, really exciting, of our PEI Business Hall of Fame Gala, where we'll be honoring Brian Hemphill, Mark Connolly, and Fred Hyman, three wonderful business leaders in our community. All proceeds of this event go back into JA to deliver the programs that we have to Island students. So all those who support the event and our three laureates were really appreciative of it. Our student marketplace will be back. So those wonderful JA students who are building and selling their product, they will be there again to interact with all our guests, and you get to see what they've been working on. And there's some really cool businesses out there. So I'm excited for everyone in attendance to be there. Tickets are on sale. You can contact the JA office anytime. We are not fussy about when you call us to buy tickets, and we will make sure that we have a spot for you there the night of.
And it's a great idea for like businesses. You know, if you want to get like a table or something like that, you can do that for sure.
One table, two, three. We will make a spot for you.
Okay.
Not fussy there, but absolutely. A wonderful evening for the business community to come together and network, connect, and really celebrate all the generations of business. You know, we have, our theme is celebrating today and inspiring tomorrow. So both the leaders in our business community today, and as well as those of our future, they're going to be there, which is really, really cool to see.
And now you guys are also recruiting some volunteers for a big day that you're having May 2nd at Stone Park. If people want details on that or what that involves, where can they find that? What's that all about?
JACanada.org/PEI is our website, and feel free to reach out to us. We do have a big program delivery at Stone Park on the 2nd of May.
Okay.
We deliver programs across PEI all year round. So if you are in anywhere in the island and want to get involved in JA to deliver our in-class program, so those are those 3 to 4 hour module ones. We do everything to make you feel prepared and comfortable. There is a guide. There is a script. Darcy, if you want to do it, you can come too. No pressure. No pressure.
Sounds like you really want me there.
I think that is pressure.
The whole group in here is welcome invitation. To come. No. But we train our volunteers. We make sure that you're comfortable. And it really is a fun way to connect with students and just talk about the fundamental skills that they need to be successful in the future. It's a ton of fun. Really rewarding, and we're just so grateful for all our volunteers who come out, you know, new and old. We have some who have been doing it for over a decade, but I don't want to date them. But folks who come new every year and just have a lot of fun and get to know students and one another.
Amazing. Yeah. Cheryl, you're doing great things with Junior Achievement. It's so important, and it's so great to have something like Junior Achievement on Prince Edward Island. So all the continued success, and we'll see you over the next little bit at all these events.
We have a lot on the go, so really excited.
And I know that there may be a few people that you wanted to say a quick shout out to before you go. Is that right?
Yes. So I want to say, so hello to the team at JA. We have an awesome team of both staff and volunteers. So can't leave without saying hi to Tanya, Pam, and Corey, and Virginia, who's on mat leave right now. My family, I'll do that broad stroke, mom, dad, everyone else, all the Myers clan. My cousin Mary Beth is on her way to Boston to run the Boston Marathon, so I cannot say hello to her and all her running folks. They are dedicated.
Mm-hmm.
All my friends who have texted me so far this morning to say that they are listening. I read them.
And we've been getting messages here from listeners and moms of twins, et cetera, saying like, you know, congrats and keep going. And
thank you for that encouragement.
Yes. Yeah. No,
sometimes
it's awesome.
You need that. Yeah. The twin or multiple mom community or parent in general, they've been through it and they know. So it's pretty neat to see that level of support. So really appreciate that message. Super kind.
Cheryl, thank you so much. You're welcome back anytime.
Okay, next week.
Okay,
yeah, fine. Great. See you then.
you're a new co-host. Thank you.
Thanks, folks.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Contains silica. Do not eat.
It is the last week of the Spring into Action sale at Charlottetown.